This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, delighted to have on this version of the off-season clan chat all the way from Helsinki, Finland. It's our defenseman, Mikaeli Teppo. Teppo, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you've just been in Germany. So how's the last few weeks been for you?
I played my first game in our sixth division football team. We won 2-1. It's hard to play football, but it's fun with friends, and then just some little trouble, my friend's bachelor party, and then just a few days of chilling in Germany. And that's about it. Just like taking it easy now, and some little workouts here and there, but it's been still kind of like vacation mode.
And when you're playing football, are you a defenseman? Are you a defender like you are in hockey, or do you want to be up front scoring goals?
I want to be up there and scoring goals, but they put me as a defenseman, so I'm in my usual spot.
Well, we're delighted that you're in your usual spot for year two. I mean, I know that Mike Sorrent wanted you back. I know that all the management team, we all wanted you back, and such is the way of contracts and all that, back and forth a little bit. But are you excited to put pen to paper for year two in purple?
Yeah, it was really nice. Like the end of the season was really good, I think. And then I felt like that I want to see the year two and start building from end of last year. So start the year like that. So I'm really excited.
Let's talk about like your first year, because I mean, you played, well, 300 plus games in the top league in Finland. The Finnish league is one of the best leagues in the world. You've represented Finland at U18s, U19s, U20s. You played in Norway. What did you know about the Elite Ice Hockey League before signing on for year one last year?
I didn't know much. Like I saw that there has been lots of like good players coming there. And then obviously there is a lot of guys from Canada and USA, and also the people know how to play hockey. So that was pretty much what I knew. And then I just wanted to come and experience and see. And then I liked it. And I think the hockey there was really, really nice. And I talked a little bit with the goalie who was in Nottingham, Kevin Carr. And he said, like, I would probably suit in this league pretty good. So then I was like, let's go check it out.
Well, you certainly suited it. I mean, you were plus 12 in the league, plus 5 in the cup. I mean, you had a couple of goals in the Challenge Cup. You were excellent in league play, excellent in the playoffs. Did you take a little while to adjust? Because it's certainly different than Norway or Finland, but you certainly had a successful season overall. Did it take you a few weeks, or did you feel like you were in the race right away?
Obviously, like start of the season, like maybe 1 or 2 months or something, it was like a little bit like how it's going to be, because I didn't know any teams or anything. But then after that, like I started feeling pretty good. And maybe the biggest thing was the traveling part, because like in Norway, the traveling was pretty easy. Like there was 2-hour bus rides and stuff like that. So, but here it's like a little bit longer bus rides, but it was like, it was nice to travel now, because the guys were really nice, and then we had lots of fun during the road trips and everything. So I really enjoyed it.
That's interesting that you reached out to Kevin Carr. So that's the point, isn't it? The hockey world is a small world sometimes, and you'll know guys to reach out to. And did Kevin Carr tell you much about Glasgow, or did he just tell you about the league as a whole?
No, he mostly just, I said, like, I'm talking with Glasgow, and then he said, like, it's a nice rink and nice, like, fans and everything there. But he just pretty much said overall the league is, like, would suit me. So that was enough information about the league. And then I just wanted to come and see, and I really liked it. So everything went well.
You became a fan favorite because, I mean, you're a physical guy, you skate well. You had a really good partnership with Steven Saigo as well. Like, did you enjoy playing with Steven?
Yeah, for sure. And then this was probably my first year, actually, now that I had, like, a 1D man, like a partner for the whole season. So then it's nice, like, we clicked right away with Saigo, and then, like, we just continued doing it, and then we both enjoyed playing each other, and then had a little talk after a season that maybe we should do it for one more year. So here I am, and let's see. I think Steve was pretty happy when I told him that I'm signing back.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Was he kind of trying to influence you and say, come back for one more year? And then obviously when you signed the contract and we made the announcement, was he on the WhatsApp group going, okay, this we'll get her going year two here?
Yeah, like he told me that I, like, kind of like that I need to come back and let's have a good season next year. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And then as soon as I signed, then I text him like, I'm coming back, partner, so see you next year. And he was like, he was excited about it. Yeah,
I mean, that's lovely. It's good because it seems like you guys hit it off, not just on the ice, but obviously friends off the ice. It was a tight group last year, and you said the travel wasn't so bad because all the guys were nice. Did you enjoy the different, I mean, like you said, you had Canadians, you had, you know, the Brits, you had Samuel de Callio, so you had a Finnish countryman. It was a tight room and a good room, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really nice. Like, and obviously, like, compared to Norway here, like, I can understand what everything talks, and then whenever I want, then nobody understands what I talk, so it's like good combo for me.
Yeah, you can say what you want and no one can really call you up on it, but you know exactly the pranks and the jokes from the other guys. Let's talk about that. Are you kind of watching, you know, the social media world we live in? Are you watching the signings come in? Like, are you excited when you see Mick Messner's back, Tristan Langen's back, Brady Risk is back? Are you kind of texting those guys and going, okay, great, you're back too? Because there's been some really nice signings so far.
Yeah, like when I saw, like, pretty much right after season that Mess and then Risky, they made extended their contract. So I was like really buzzed about it. And then I saw that Langen is coming back and everything now, like all the signings, Forbesy, whatever. So it's like, I've been texting all the guys like, yeah, I'm coming back also. So it's been nice.
What did you enjoy about Glasgow? Because a lot of the guys come on and I talked to Mess and Risky, they all really love their golf. Did you take part in any of the trips to St. Andrews and all that? Or was there stuff away from the rink and away from golf that you enjoyed in Glasgow?
Yeah, for me, I didn't golf at all, because like I used to golf and then I haven't done it in many years. So then it's kind of like hard to start in St. Andrews after that, probably going to lose all the balls and everything. And it's going to cost like £200 just to make up the balls. So that's why I didn't golf. But like, I felt like next year I have to go and see at least those places, just walk with the guys or something if I don't want to play. But mostly I was just in my days off, I went to the spa, took a sauna and cold tub and stuff like that. So that was better for my old body.
Well, you're not old, you're as fit as a fiddle. But I tell you what, that's interesting too, because I mean, certainly in Finland, people do love their hot and cold tub and their sauna. So you found a place that lived up to expectations for what you're used to?
Yeah, I found a good place. And then there was also Schwartzy and Saigo came to the same place. So then a few times we were together there also, but it was also like just 2-3 hours in my own world when I went to the spa. So that was perfect for me.
When you think about last, say, September, and you're going, okay, I'm coming to a new country playing for a new team. The Glasgow Clan fans, the Purple Army, are really passionate. Did you realize, that first sellout when you step onto the ice? Oh, wow, this is a special place and a really, really loud fan base.
Yeah, I saw it right away. It was nice. Like we had the fan event, and then I was like, oh my God, there is a lot of fans already here. And then at the games, like the atmosphere is really nice and people are cheering, like even though if you're losing, but they see that you're trying your best, and then they try to make the comeback and help you with that. So that's the awesome thing. Like everyone is happy and just proud of you. So that felt great.
I mean, I've asked a few of the guys, Risky and Mess, and even Devin Sidorov last week about the playoff final weekend and the fans marching through the streets of Nottingham behind the bagpiper with the flares and the drums. Is that something you've seen in your travels, whether it's in the Liga or in Norway? Like, I mean, it was a special moment, and our fans just grabbed the opportunity by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah, there is like there has been like good fans also in Finland and Norway, but I think that was really cool to see. Like I don't think I have ever seen that kind of like that kind of feeling that there is bagpipes and then people are marching through the city. So that was really cool to see.
And the Final Four in Nottingham is hard to explain to new imports to the league, but once you get there, you do really see how special it is to have all the different fan bases crammed into one arena, and obviously the four teams trying to go off as playoff champions. Did you really enjoy that? Because that's different than the Finnish Liga playoffs, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think that was probably the best thing about the whole season for me. Like that weekend was really cool. Like obviously it would have been way better if we would have been in the finals and won the whole thing, but it was really cool. Like it was nice that there is like all the fans and everyone is cheering there and everyone's happy and having a good time. So it was really nice ending of the season.
I think back to a few moments this season where I was like, boy, oh boy, am I glad Mikko-Heikki Teppo is in our jersey and not in the opposition's jersey. And I think back to leg one in Belfast in the quarterfinals, or the start of our playoff journey in Belfast at SSE Arena. I came downstairs to have a quick word with Mike Surrant. And I saw you outside the dressing room, and you looked like you were ready to go into battle. You were focused, you were kind of on your own, and you were dialed in. And I saw that a few times this season, and it usually led to good things and a good performance from you. Just talk about that series with Belfast, because I think you were as dialed in as anyone I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was like for me always like it's been that because the playoff bracket is different in different leagues. So here it's like when it's just like one or two games that like makes or breaks the season. So then it's like then I just want to dial in a little bit more in those games, even though there is like the long regular season and like you have to try to do that in every game, but then like in those playoff games, it's always like you get a little bit more out of the body, I think. So when you see that there is fans and everyone is just like prepared and everything, so then it's an amazing feeling. So then it's easy to like kind of like lock in for the game.
And I think, I mean, obviously you're obviously a football fan, and you're enjoying some football, playing some football in the off season, because that quarterfinal is aggregate. Some of the Canadian guys and American guys, because the playoffs back in the coast or whatever, they're not thinking about like the Premier League football where there's aggregate. So were you kind of like, okay, I totally get this, and all we need to do is have a really good game in Belfast and then take care of business on home ice on Sunday? Did you feel comfortable with the whole aggregate experience?
Yeah, like obviously it would be weird if you kind of like win one game and then you lose the second one and then you're out. But then like when we had the first game in Belfast and then it was just like one goal difference, then it was like a good result for us, I think, because then we got home and then you can always get one or two goals like when you're at home rink. So I think that was a good result for us. Obviously it's a little bit weird because I'm used to have those like seven game series and then win is a win, but like my father was a little bit surprised. Like he was like, why didn't you pull out the goalie and everything? And I was like it's not like that. Like we can do that. We one goal is better to be down than two for the home game. So it was a little bit weird, kind of. But then I'm used to it. I have seen it. Like when I have watched some football stuff. So.
Well, that's lovely. So your family enjoyed your first season. Did you have some visitors during the season to come over and experience Glasgow and experience the home arena as well?
Yeah, there was a few of my, no, one of my friends came and then my mother came to visit. So that was nice. And then next year, obviously, I want my father to come visit also. And then probably my mother wants to come again because she has lived 20 years ago in Edinburgh. So then like she wanted to see that. And then she was like, oh, it's so nice here. So then when I told her that I'm coming back here or like to Glasgow, then she was like, yeah, I'm coming to visit again. So that's really nice.
That's lovely. You have to let me know when she's in town so we can, or anyone is in town, so we can roll out the red carpet for them and make them feel a part of the whole thing. Are you in touch with the likes of Robert Lakiewicz over at the World Championships right now? Because they have a collision course. They're playing your home country, Finland, this Friday, May 22nd, as we record this. GB have had a tough tournament so far, but have you been texting with Lako or any of the guys about that game against Finland?
No, not yet. Like I'm a little bit scared. I wanna let them be there, and then just like if they lose or win or whatever happens, then I'm going to probably text them after a game and just say like you didn't look that good on a TV. Or then if they look good on a TV, then I'm going to say that. So let's see what happens. But I haven't, like, now when I was on in Germany, I haven't like watched any of the hockey or anything. So I don't even have a clue what are the results there. But I want to see that game for sure.
Well, GB, unfortunately, still looking for their first result or first point of the tournament. They're kind of at the bottom of that group right now, and that'll be a tough one Friday. So I'm sure you might have some interesting texts back and forth. You haven't been watching the hockey, but would you usually follow along with the NHL playoffs as well? I know it's a tough time zone, but will you kind of watch the Stanley Cup final once it gets underway?
Usually I don't watch like... pretty much any of the sports. Like I only watch pretty much track and field if I want to watch something, or football, like the big games. But ice hockey is like I don't watch it pretty much at all out of the own games.
So just GB versus Finland and then move on. What does the summer look like, Macaulay? Like you said, you kind of enjoy watching track and field and football, but what do you kind of enjoy in Helsinki when you're not on the ice or in the gym?
Seeing a lot of friends, just going to a summer cottage and with my friends, and visit my like aunties and relatives, like who are, because they are living like maybe 6 hours from Helsinki. So then I go there for 1 or 2 weeks, and then my mother lives also like pretty far away from Helsinki now. So then I go to visit her and those kind of things, and then just like being with the friends and like that in July here, because the weather is hopefully good then. So then we can just play football and enjoy the beautiful nature of Finland.
Well, it sounds nice. You'll have to send me a picture when you're at the cottage in Finland, because hopefully in a few weeks' time, I'll be at a cottage on the east coast of Canada just for some family time as well. I know Mike Sorrent's at his cottage on the west coast of Canada. I've got to get a picture out to him as well. So send me on a picture of your time on the lake or whatever. You're a stylish guy, and I actually have a shirt here just in case you popped on this call and we're all, suited and booted. So luckily you've got just a regular shirt, so I didn't have to change. But is fashion a big part of your interest as well? Because I have to say, a couple of times I saw some of your outfits, I said, that looks really good. I'm going to have to up the fashion game.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like in my friend group and maybe in kind of like in Nordics, like the people try to dress maybe a little bit up more than in UK, or the style is just like different. I like suits and everything, and lots of my friends are like kind of like connected to that kind of world, so then it's kind of like natural and it's just fun and it's easy to kind of like get inspired here. So I like it. It's a big part of my like everyday thing that I want to put something a little bit nicer on and look maybe a little bit better.
No, like I said, there's a couple of times this year where you were dialed in and I thought I wouldn't mess with that guy right now. And there were several times where I went, wow, he might be one of the most focused guys, but he's the best dressed guy. I know you're busy. I know you've been in Munich. Was there any highlight of Munich? I mean, it's always nice to be at a stag party. So you obviously have a wedding coming up as well.
Yeah, the wedding is coming in a few weeks, actually. It's not that long time for that. So I hope the weather gets better, but let's keep those bachelor parties and those like we can talk about it. Like
let's just keep it in
Munich. Yeah,
what happens in Munich stays in Munich, and maybe in the future we'll talk about you and I had a lovely chat at the Sunday after the playoff final weekend about how we both enjoy trying different foods with different wines and stuff. So I might get some recommendations with you in the future about what you enjoy as far as wine and pairing with food. Do you have a message for the Purple Army as we head into, it's kind of the dog days of summer for the hockey fans? They all want to hear about all the new signings and they want information, but it'll start to slow down now as we're kind of ahead in our recruitment and there's obviously more to come. But do you have a message from Finland to the Purple Army as we head into the summer?
Just big thank you for the support last year, and that's why I wanted to come back, and I think the group is getting together really good, like really good signings, and I'm excited to see who is coming there. Is there new guys coming, old guys coming back, or what? So it's exciting for me as well, like but it was really, really amazing support last year, and we want to do our best to have a really good season next year.
Well, that's a lovely way to sign off. Mikaeli Teppo from Helsinki, Finland. Enjoy your friend's wedding. Enjoy your football. And we look forward to seeing you in a few months' time. Be safe, be well. And thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat.
Thank you, Murph.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.